Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. On today's episode of Simple Acts, Big Impact, we'll meet Michelle Q from California. During the early days of the pandemic, there was a spike in anti-Asian prejudice, and Michelle was inspired to start a project called Stories to Heal. Working with Rytopia Lab, a national community of teen thinkers and writers, Michelle created a workshop with her peers around the country, and they collectively wrote a children's book celebrating AAPI culture. The book is called Hello From Here, and it's really beautiful. It showcases the individuality of different East Asian cultures and helps to build empathy and acceptance. Michelle's story demonstrates the power of creativity and storytelling as tools to raise awareness, fight injustice, and allow young people to express themselves in positive ways. I hope everyone will learn more about Stories to Heal and Rytopia Lab, and if you're able, purchase a copy of Hello From Here for a child in your life or for a local elementary school classroom or library. Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited to introduce you to Michelle today. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing good. How are you?
I am so glad to meet you. I'm so glad to speak to you today and amplify your story. So why don't you introduce yourself, tell us everything, where you live, how old you are, where you go to school, and then tell us about your project.
Yeah. So hi, everyone. My name is Michelle Chow. I am 18 years old and I live in San Jose, California, and I go to Leland High School. So today I'm so excited to share more about a project called Stories to Heal. So we're partnered with Rytopia Lab, a nonprofit that fosters joy and literacy through creative writing workshops. And also we were able to receive a Call for Kindness grant through the Riley's Way Foundation. So a quick thank you to both of those organizations that truly made this project possible. So this project, I'll get into more of what it actually is, started 2 or so years ago. At Rytopia Lab, I'm a part of the Social Justice Committee there, and through Turning the Page, the name of the committee, we hosted a book drive for books with diverse characters. And during that time, I was also a Stanford Spice Scholar through their program. So I was learning a lot about the history of Asian Americans and kind of diving deep into the history that, you know, my family came from. My family is Chinese American. And during that time in the pandemic, there was also a spike in anti-Asian violence and prejudice. So working together with the Social Justice Committee at Rytopia Lab, the idea for this project was born. So basically through Rytopia, we held a month-long tuition-free workshop to create a picture book by kids, for kids, celebrating AAPI culture and exploring what it means to be American. We applied for the Call for Kindness grant and was able to receive the award. So that truly made our programming possible. So the book, which we created through the workshop, is essentially a series of letters from each student to the next, sharing their experiences as Asian Americans growing up in the 21st century. We worked with 21 students and a team of around 80 people across the United States. So the book was professionally published through Rytopia Labs Publishing Press, and we also worked on curriculum with the nonprofit Create California. So now the state where the project's at, we're working on getting the book into bookstores and donating copies, and also working on introducing curriculum to schools so readers can also write their own letters.
Wow, that is such an amazing story, Michelle. Thank you so much for sharing it. Wow, I have so many questions. So tell me if the book exists right now that I could purchase it. Is it, where would it be available? Can someone order it online?
Yeah, so the book right now is available through Amazon, and I will email you the link. So hopefully that will
be. Terrific. That for sure will be in the show notes. Tell me the name of the book.
Hello From Here.
Hello from here. Wow, that's so awesome. I just love that you partnered with Rytopia Lab, which, as you mentioned, is this nonprofit that is based here in New York City. I've actually, my kids have gone and I've taken some adult workshops there. It's really incredible. But the fact that you're in California and you're able to partner with them, you mentioned that there were 21 students. So those students were there with you in California, but then people all over the country sort of advised you, were mentors to you. How did that work?
Yeah, so our workshop was actually during the pandemic, and that somehow actually helped us a little bit in that the workshop was online, so kids from all over the country were joining. So we had people in the East Coast, on the West Coast, you know, in the Midwest. So we were really able to get together a group of students from all over the country to share all their stories.
Amazing. And how did you recruit those students? So were they all associated with Rytopia Lab?
Yeah, so we were super lucky to partner with Rytopia. Basically, I worked with some of my mentors at Rytopia to put together kind of like a program description, and we just sent out like a blast email, and Asian American students were able to sign up for free.
Sure, jumped all over it. Well, that is amazing. I absolutely love the whole thing. So can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you've learned through this process, any challenges that you faced? How did you connect with a publisher? So I guess Rytopia Lab has relationships with publishers, or they publish it themselves. Like, I mean, that's a really tough thing. I've published two books. I know how difficult that is. Tell us a little bit more about that process.
Yeah, definitely. So Rytopia Lab actually has its own kind of publishing press. So we went directly through them. But yeah, the publishing process was definitely challenging. The ins and outs of like the editing process, different dimensions and page requirements and everything like that. So I was able to work with our wonderful editor, Taznim, and she's on the East Coast and I'm on the West Coast. So we would set up meeting times and kind of work through page by page. I remember getting the first proof of the book in the mail, and that was absolutely amazing. Getting to see the stories that I heard and that I saw come to life in workshop by all of our students being printed on the page and come to life with their illustrations and all of, you know, the extra little details that we put in. The end product was definitely so rewarding to get to see.
Absolutely. How thrilling is all of that? It's just fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about that letter piece. You know, so these are letters that the students that you worked with wrote. And I love this idea of creating curriculum to encourage other students, right? Asian American students to write their own letters. So tell us a little bit more about those. Can you describe a little bit what those letters look like? I'm sure, I hope everyone goes out and purchases the book because I think it's just really thrilling. But tell us more about the letters.
Yeah, of course. Give me 1 second. I will go and grab my copy that's on the bookshelf.
Sure. That's great.
So the idea for the letters actually came from one of our mentors and workshop leaders, Sophie Lee. So we were trying to think of a way to get 21 separate stories into one cohesive book. And what we came up with in the end is basically having each student write sort of a pen pal letter to the person on the next page. So the whole book is kind of this like rotation cycle of pen pal letters. And the last person wrote to the first person. So it kind of loops back and connects everyone. But yeah, from the very beginning, we loved the postcard pen pal letter kind of idea. So on the cover, there's actually stamps from a lot of different Asian American or Asian and Pacific Islander countries. And once you open the book, we actually have two pages that say hello in a lot of different Asian languages. So that kind of like introduces again the idea of hello from here, like writing a letter about what's really important in our cultures. So I will read a snippet from the very first letter, if that's all right.
That would be great.
Yeah, so this letter was written by Madison, and it starts by addressing Layla. Dear Layla, it's nice to meet you. I'm Asian American and I'm half Chinese, Thai, and South Korean. Chinese Thai, you're probably wondering, what's that? Let me explain. My mom's Agong, aka my great Agong, grew up in China. At 14, he sailed to Thailand to look for a better job. And that's the start of my story from my great grandfather on my mother's side. So that's the beginning of Madison's letter to Layla. And each letter is so unique and different. We have students describing family dinners or special holiday, the memories that they really cherish with their family members, and just really really celebrating, you know, the different unique parts of Asian culture, because we often see that Asian American cultures are kind of lumped together in one, and really recognizing the different distinct parts and, you know, the special things that each culture brings is super important to celebrating our identities. So that's kind of an overview of what the book is about and how it's structured.
Wow, Michelle, that is so beautiful and so informative and so educational. Like, I know it's a children's book, but I almost wish that adults would read it, right? Because it really does, just in those few sentences, you clarified for people what this means, right? A Chinese American who also has Thai ancestry, like, what does it all mean? And I think you're so right. There is this really unfortunate thing that people do, which is just lump people in who are from, you know, one particular part of the world. And they're all so distinct and so beautiful and so unique. I just think it's such an incredible idea. And I love the fact that you're creating this curriculum and hoping to get it into schools. So tell us actually where people can learn more about Stories to Heal, you know, Rightopia Lab. You've mentioned the name of the book, and they can purchase it on Amazon. I would love to maybe link even to Create California, that program that you mentioned. So tell us more where they can find out more about you.
Yeah, of course. So on social media, you can follow Rightopia Lab on Instagram for more updates, and also look on www.rightopialab.org for more information on the project as well. So for Create California, their website I will also send to you. But yeah, we're super excited to continue thinking of ways to expand the project and really involve more people.
Absolutely. And I hope, you know, it's available on Amazon, but it really seems to me like a book that should be in all school libraries, you know, all across the country. And I hope that your efforts can get you there. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for telling us about this really beautiful project that you created during a really dark time. I hope it just expands everyone's understanding and acceptance and inclusion. And just, it's just such a kind and gentle and wonderful way to share your ancestry, share your history, so that everybody can just, you know, understand each other and be kind to one another. I think it's just fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing this story today.
Thank you so much for having me. I love talking today.
Really a pleasure. Be well. Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.